Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that's what most people were expecting, this idea that, you know, always in the build-up to the Olympics, you often get the odd hiccup and it gets talked about quite a lot. And then as soon as the sport starts, people just get involved in that. And that's what's happened. You get so much sport going on at the Olympic Games these days that it's like jumping onto a train that suddenly starts moving very, very quickly and doesn't stop for about 2.5 weeks. And there isn't really time to be worrying about the extra stuff.
Here's correspondent Simon Owen commenting in a talk radio interview about how the focus in Russia has shifted away from terrorism and back to the athletes and the games, which makes good sense because there hasn't been any terrorism at all. Is that because the Russians have done a good job or because there wasn't a real threat to begin with? The Winter Olympic Games, number one on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our overview. This next hour, starting at number one, we'll go through all of the 10 top topics for the week of February the 10th to the 14th. The items that we run down here are in part put together because of the review at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, which overviews a lot of the talk radio programs, knows what's going on in the talk radio industry. At number 10, the death of a number of celebrities. Number 9, the NFL gay prospect. Number 8, what's going on? The Iranians coming close to American waters. Comcast, Time Warner, cable deal. Number 7, NSA spying lawsuit. Number 6, winter weather is number 5. Immigration reform, number 4. The debt ceiling issue, number 3, Obamacare, number 2, and the Winter Olympic Games, number 1 this week. So we'll go through them starting at number 1. Here's Taco's Tony Cruz with CBS's Steve Futterman about some of the complaints about the way Russia's handling the Olympics and if it's really any worse than any previous Winter Games.
How cool is it, though, for those who have to actually glide on the snow? I've been hearing some reports, particularly with the half pipe, a lot of snowboarders still complaining about it.
They are a bit, but, you know, they've been through, you have great conditions, you have less than great, you have difficult conditions. Remember 4 years ago in Vancouver, they had all sorts of problems. You know, you can't control Mother Nature. That's just the way it goes. But it's not like, remember Vancouver 4 years ago, they were talking about we have to delay things, we don't have enough snow.
Right.
What they have been doing here for some time, they actually stored the snow. They have, like we have wheat storage sometimes when there's too much wheat. They have snow storage to make sure there's enough snow at the Olympics. And again, snow's not a problem at all.
Yeah, you raise an interesting concern because we do tend to forget that other Winter Olympics have struggled and suffered these same kind of things. And that's a great point because I think maybe because it's Russia or whatever our relationships are right now, sometimes things get a little, I'm not saying from CBS, just a little slanted from those of us here in America regarding these Olympics.
Listen, and there are some countries that I guess we poke fun at a bit more, and this is one of them. You know, I was thinking even the opening ceremony that everyone's been talking about that snowflake that did not open.
Yeah.
4 years ago in Vancouver, the cauldron didn't work completely. They actually had a multifaceted cauldron, and one facet did not work. And people weren't asking me, gee, do you think the Canadians are able to handle it? Yet after the opening ceremony where one snowflake didn't open, people were saying, does that mean the Russians just aren't able to handle this? By the way, I think we talked before, it was a great opening ceremony.
Oh, it was really, really nice, I thought. Much better than I expected, just given some of the negative stuff that I started seeing from my friends there that were, or I should say reporters there, except for you, of course. So now, where are we as far as attendance? Is attendance higher than expected now? Because at first we were talking about how there's all these venues and they're empty and everything else. Do you see people coming, more and more visitors coming to Russia?
Well, initially those pictures were on Thursday. I kept saying, listen, that's before the Olympics officially start. And so you don't get many people who show up sometimes at these early events when they start actually before we perceive the Olympics as officially starting. So since then, I was at the downhill yesterday, one of the great events of any Olympics, the men's downhill. That's sort of like the 100 meters in track and field at the Summer Olympics.
Right.
It was a pretty good crowd, around 80% there, but there were empty seats. I was a bit surprised. It could be because of security procedures. It's hard for people to get in. It might be the fact that Sochi is not just a place that people say is a a must-do destination, so that may be keeping the foreign tourists away. That may be some of the reasons, but it's not what I expected.
Up next, more on the Winter Games here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The 2014 Identity Fraud Report was released today by Javelin Strategy and Research with some interesting results. Al Pasquale, Senior Analyst, Security Risk and Fraud at Javelin Strategy and Research, has more.
According to the report, the number of identity fraud victims increased by 500,000 to 13.1 million U.S. consumers in 2013. That's the second highest number since the study began. Data breaches also became more damaging than ever, with 1 in 3 people who received data breach notification letters becoming an identity fraud victim. There's encouraging news, however, as the total amount stolen decreased from $21 billion to $18 billion.
With a new incident of identity fraud occurring every 2 seconds, consumers should take simple steps to protect themselves, such as immediately reporting any suspicious activity that may be fraudulent to banks and credit card companies, enlisting professional institutions to help monitor their personal and financial information, and taking any data breach notification seriously. For more tips and information, visit idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research and Intersections.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Doug Steffen here with the Olympic Games number 1 in the Countdown Focus. Here's host Nick Reed. Thinks there's something very important we ought to take away from watching the Olympics, in fact.
We watch the Olympics and we see people win. And then we applaud. And the opening ceremonies are nice. And we watch the medal count to see if we're going to be the best and all that stuff. But I think there's actually a much more important takeaway in the Olympics. And that is what human beings are capable of. As we progress through our, year after year and month after month, day after day, we, particularly here in America, assimilate into this idea more and more that people can't do things on their own. They can't take care of themselves. Everything that we talk about in terms of government getting involved is based on the premise that people can't do it for themselves or should not be allowed to do it for themselves. And I think what we see, I know what we see, when you look at the Olympics and what it is that some of these people do, is realize what total BS it is that we need the government to do all of these things because people just can't do it for themselves. Now, some are going to say, well, not everybody's an Olympian. I'm not claiming everyone is an Olympian. But what I'm saying is that as human beings, we are pretty remarkable when it comes to what we are capable of. Here's how I look at it. An Olympian, some 17, 18-year-old, and I've joked in the past, they make it to the Olympics, and I I've joked about the fact that I've never in my entire life, nor will I ever in my entire life that I can foresee, work nearly as hard for anything as this 17 or 18-year-old kid has when it comes to making it to the Olympics. Now, I could, and I'm not talking about that particular Olympic event just because you try really, really hard to be a great long jumper or a great speed skater doesn't mean that you're going to. But in terms of just everyday life, you know, work, whatever work may be, earning a living, when you look at people like these, those individuals that devote the amount of time they do when it comes to the Olympics, and you realize how little the average American actually, a little effort compared to what we could put in, we actually do put in. I mean, I think if I put as much time and devotion into my career as some of these people do into theirs when it comes to the Olympics, if you want to call it a career, it's a competition, but you understand what I'm saying. I think to myself, I have no idea where I'd be. Can't even begin to fathom where I'd be.
Here are host Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder talking to pen expert Steve Dale about a story out of the Olympics that most are not talking about, the wide-scale extermination of stray dogs.
You're in the middle of a controversy, Steve Dale. You were in a controversy. I'm surprised you even left your home because your life is in danger.
I hope not, but the lives of many dogs are in danger in Russia. A exterminating company, and that's what this is. Can you imagine?
No.
An exterminating company's job it is to go out and shoot or poison dogs, stray dogs. Now, since then, we've learned a lot. We've learned this exterminating. Thank you. The exterminating company really wants to kill these dogs. I mean, they've made that clear.
They just think this is their only option.
I don't know.
There are other options, but I guess...
I don't know.
You don't think?
No, not according to... If you read the quotes, this guy called...
Can we back up a second? If people aren't familiar with what we're discussing, in Sochi, they have a problem with wild dogs roaming the streets.
Stray dogs. And they're not. That's the thing. So he said that these dogs are rabid and that they've attacked children. Well, there is not a single confirmed report that I can find of any of these dogs doing any of that. And incidentally, if they're rabid, really our athletes should not be there. The press should not be there. Then they should be rounding up these dogs, but they are not rabid. They don't seem to have a rabies issue there, which is just
they're stray animals.
Yeah, they're strays in part. A lot of them are very, very friendly, and here's what happened, apparently.
Yeah.
They were told, a lot of the residents were told, that they had to move out because we have to build an Olympic village. You're out of your home. You go somewhere. I don't know where they sent them. Well, sadly, for whatever reason, many people left dogs behind.
Yeah.
And cats as well.
All right.
I'm not hearing about the cats, but cats are left behind too. These animals are friendly animals, you know, because they were once owned. They like people.
Yeah.
They still got handouts, apparently, from construction workers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So they hung around. And for whatever reason, the officials didn't do anything about it until all the foreign press came.
Right.
Which was stupid, if nothing else, because now they've had all this bad PR, and deservedly so. Now, I don't know exactly what you do about the problem. Now, some billionaire came in, a Russian billionaire, and he said, we are going to build a shelter for these dogs.
Good idea.
And they did. Sort of a makeshift shelter, sort of overnight. One popped up. You know, but what will happen to these dogs after everyone leaves? I mean, will they be shot? Will they be poisoned? I suspect that's the case from what I hear.
Up next, the shift to Obamacare, health care, the debt ceiling, politics. I guess you could say that was next in the focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stick around for that, please.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with our climb to number two in the countdown. Focus on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you want to call it that, whatever, health care, insurance care. Here's host Ray Dunaway with a pharmacist named Rick Carberry. They talk about the rise in the cost of some generic medications and if that's due to the Affordable Health Care Act.
I think a lot of people are going in to get a prescription drug refilled, perhaps a generic version of same, or finding that it's getting more expensive.
You're right, Ray. It's unbelievable. You think generics are going to be continually going down versus the brand name products. But all of a sudden, in the last 6 months to a year, we've seen huge increases of generic prices for drugs that have been around forever.
Yeah, Rick, I'm looking at some of the numbers, and I mean, we're talking in some cases, it can be 1,000%, it can be 100%, it can be 6,000%.
Yeah, let me give you a couple examples. I mean, two drugs that have been around as long as you and I have, you know, potassium chloride, 10%, you remember that from your chemistry lab, and digoxin for the heart, these drugs have been out for 40 years. I got a pricing on this potassium chloride last week, $3.85 for 16 ounces. It went up to $35.80 for the same product.
Well, Richard, I mean, the idea was, and people have been encouraged for years, really, to buy generic if at all possible because it will ultimately save money. But apparently, well, what's happening here?
Yeah, it's a funny thing because you talk to people, you know, pharmaceutical manufacturers say that, you know, there's a shortage of drug product out there. I mean, this drug particularly has been around forever. Why is there a drug shortage all of a sudden? You know, these are uncontrolled prices. Generic manufacturers can charge what they want, basically. And I'm not sure. I mean, we're getting anecdotal things that it's shortages, but I don't see that. I don't see that could be happening.
I mean, you know, some people, ultimately, the ultimate bad guy for a lot of people is going to be, well, the Affordable Care Act, and they're probably making people use more generics, so the demand goes up. And I don't know if that's it.
Well, you know, part of it is that. You can't blame the price increase on that, but certainly all these plans are mandating prescription drug coverage, so more people are going to be utilizing these drugs. And we probably just spent 75% of our drugs dispensed today are generics.
The debt ceiling issue number three on the countdown this week. Here's what some of the folks listening to a couple of talk radio programs that we monitored had to say about the House and Senate bill. They both voted this week to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, I think it's just typical politics as usual. We have a Congress that's not interested in being in the black. We have a Congress that's more interested in being in the red. I believe that the debt ceiling should be lowered by about, say, half a trillion. And that would get them talking more than anything else. All we hear about is raising the debt ceiling. Why not lower it by half a trillion per year and see what kind of reaction we'll get there? I mean, with $17 trillion in debt, if we lower it by half a trillion per year, we should have our debt paid off in 34 years. But then again, that simplicity is something that is rare and almost extinct in Washington, D.C.
I just want to comment on the debt ceiling. I think John Boehner, he did a good job on that because it's very important because if you look back when the Bush administrators was there, they created a lot of the debt that we're in now because of the fact that they put us in a war that we shouldn't have been there.
I don't understand for the life of me when we're going to stop. I mean, it's a real basic thing that we should not be spending more than we're taking in. They're just worried about elections, and we should be more in tune with what the people want.
I think every one of these people need to be replaced personally. What we're doing is we're placing this burden on our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren for generations to come. These people need to be set in term limits. If the president has a term limit, every single member of Congress should, too. I think that Senator Cruz is right for standing up to the president. I wish more people would get the courage to do that. I'm going to compare him to Hitler back in the 40s. He's trying to take away our rights. He's trying to spend money where it doesn't need to be spent. Giving him a blank check is a very bad idea.
Immigration reform and winter weather. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stick around for that here.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day from those of us putting together the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 4 this week in terms of the issues of the week, immigration reform. Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island about the House Republicans changing their rhetoric on immigration reform, it would seem, rather suddenly.
Senator, a couple of weeks ago, House Representatives, they issued a statement of principles that seemed to indicate that they were all in, if you will, on immigration reform. But then last week, Speaker Boehner said because they didn't trust the president to enforce all parts of immigration reform that there's a good chance nothing will be passed this year. What are the chances of immigration reform this year?
Well, we've already passed bipartisan immigration reform in the Senate. It was very difficult, but very, I think, reasonable and appropriate debate. We passed the legislation. It provides for not only increased border security, but a pathway to citizenship for those who've been here. It brings millions of people out of the shadows and makes them the taxpayers and puts them on a path if they choose to become citizens. And the big issue, of course, it was bipartisan. It was a strong bipartisan vote. Then, as you noted, the House leader, Speaker Boehner, appeared to say, we have principles and we're going to work hard to kill these principles. And then within a few days, the principles vanished. I don't think that's a good sign. I think the House has to commit itself to a recent debate about immigration reform, and they have to go ahead, I would hope, get a bill that's not identical to ours, close to ours, and then we can iron out differences in the conference and pass it. One of the things that was interesting in immigration reform is that the Congressional Budget Office scored the effects over a decade, and it would reduce our deficit by about $1 trillion because more people would be paying their taxes as they come to, more people will be paying fees to join the system to try to adjust their status. So from a fiscal standpoint alone, this is compelling. But from the need, really, to harness all the talent we have to give people a sense of hope and opportunity, I think it's absolutely essential.
How do you explain Boehner's slip on this?
I think he and his leadership understood that immigration reform is a critical issue for millions and millions of Americans, and not just those who may be here or have family members here who are not within our system. But it's also economic reform. Many major business institutions were talking about the need to have a system where people could, in fact, work as they adjust their status. So the leadership understood this quite well, both the human aspect as well as the economic aspect. But I think, we all recognize, there's a hardcore right-wing Tea Party group that are adamantly opposed to any type of moderate a sensible, balanced immigration reform. And I think it's particularly revealing that the speaker pointed out that he couldn't trust the president. Well, the president is being criticized by many for his very aggressive deportation policies. He's followed the law scrupulously, deported a significant number of people, many, many more than George W. Bush, particularly anybody who has any type of criminal activity on their records. And so the notion that this president is not going to follow through and enforce the laws is just refuted by what he's done for the last several years. So I think he's more of a, once again, an indication that Speaker Boehner is tapped in many respects to the most extreme elements.
Winter weather comes in at number 5 on the countdown. Here's host Gary Meyer and meteorologist Tom Skilling talking to one of the callers to the program, comparing the weather this winter to another brutal winter in the 1800s.
Dan, you're on.
I wanted to ask if you could make a few comments about the year 1816, the year without a summer across most of the country.
Right, yeah, that was...
What happened?
That was the year without a summer. It was related to the Krakatoa... Was it Krakatoa or
nonsensical thing? The year without a summer.
Yeah, year without a summer. And
by E. E. Cummings.
The volcanic ash circulated around the world from a mammoth volcano, and it literally blocked the sunlight. So we had kind of a nuclear winter effect. And it was after Mount Tambora went off in 1815 and sent all this dust into the atmosphere. Then Krakatoa came along later in the 1800s. And then we had our Pinatubo more recently than that. But when you get a really big volcanic
eruption... Sounds like you're naming the Jackson 5.
It does, doesn't it? Sounds like some kind of music group or a... As you like to say, a morning drive time team. But, yeah, that's what happened. And they literally had frosts all summer long in New England. Crops couldn't grow.
Imagine back then what they were thinking, because they didn't have the communication that we have now. They probably thought it was the end of the world, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody had an idea. We didn't have the global view we had because we didn't have the telecommunications. Heck, the telegraph hadn't even been developed at that point. So there wasn't any way to communicate this other than by mail. So, yeah, you're right, Gary. I mean, a lot of these things would seem very mysterious and not, you know, not easily understood.
You had a satellite photo last night of the Great Lakes.
Wasn't that something?
80-some percent now?
87% of the Great Lakes are covered by ice. That estimate from Environment Canada. They report that 66% of Lake Michigan is covered with ice now, and 88% of Lake Superior, 90% of Lake Huron, and 92% of Lake Erie is covered by ice right now. That's the most that we've had in 20 years at least, and we're bumping up that number every report. Every week they do an analysis. It won't be long before it becomes the most ice we've seen at least since 1980.
Up next, the NSA lawsuit, the Comcast deal, and Iran sends some ships close to America. That's next up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The 2014 Identity Fraud Report was released today by Javelin Strategy and Research with some interesting results. Al Pasquale, Senior Analyst, Security Risk and Fraud at Javelin Strategy and Research, has more.
According to the report, the number of identity fraud victims increased by 500,000 to 13.1 million U.S. consumers in 2013. That's the second highest number since the study began. Data breaches also became more damaging than ever, with 1 in 3 people who received data breach notification letters becoming an identity fraud victim. There's encouraging news, however, as the total amount stolen decreased from $21 billion to $18 billion.
With a new incident of identity fraud occurring every 2 seconds, consumers should take simple steps to protect themselves, such as immediately reporting any suspicious activity that may be fraudulent to banks and credit card companies, enlisting professional institutions to help monitor their personal and financial information, and taking any data breach notification seriously. For more tips and information, visit idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research and Intersections.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's continue our review, shall we, of the talk radio issues this week from so-called political news talk radio stations. I'm Doug Steffen, number 6, the item that's number 6 on the countdown, focusing again, yet again, and appropriately so, on the NSA and its surveillance. There's a lawsuit that's been introduced by Senator Rand Paul, and here host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Mike O'Neill talk about whether Senator Paul is making noise about the NSA because he's serious about the issue or because he's running for the presidency.
In general, I tend to agree with Senator Rand Paul on a lot of things. Okay? The senator from Kentucky. Senator Paul and I, at least I would say ideologically, are aligned on a lot of things. So I admit ahead of time, a little predisposed to like him. Now, having said that, he's obviously running for president. Does everybody agree on that?
Right. He
obviously running for president. And I roll my eyes and shake my head at some of the bizarrely transparent things I think he's doing, which make me not like him very much. For example, last week he brought up Monica Lewinsky.
Oh yeah. Right.
Remember that? I was like, really?
Sounds presidential, doesn't he?
He's running against Hillary already, is what he thinks.
Absolutely.
And he has to find the anti-Clinton crowd, apparently. So he brought up Monica Lewinsky, and I look at that and go, all right, you're just as stupid as the rest of them. Not that deep. You're losing points in my book. But Senator Rand Paul is, at least when it comes to the NSA, I'm going to say putting his money where his mouth is. Putting his money where his mouth is, because Senator Rand Paul joined the class action lawsuit against President Obama and top intelligence officials over the NSA's surveillance program.
We will ask the question in court whether a single warrant can apply to the records of every American phone user all of the time, without limits, without individualization.
When you say he joined others, Bruce, who are you talking about?
Well, again, it's a class action lawsuit, and it's a whole bunch of people. They're civil libertarians. It's an odd grouping of people. You've got, like, civil libertarians, ACLU. You have all these different groups, people that personally feel there's some individuals that believe that their privacy has been violated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if you read the Fourth Amendment. Can I read the beginning of the Fourth Amendment?
Go for it.
Do you mind if I do that?
Please do.
Thank you. It's not often I get to quote from the Constitution. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That is the Fourth Amendment, or the beginning at least of it, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. And you can imagine 200 some odd years ago, your phone records wasn't something they could think of.
Your cell phone records.
But I believe that papers and effects fall under that
umbrella.
Sure. Thank you very much. Your papers back then would be considered today your emails and your texts.
Right. Okay.
Your papers, your personal effects.
It was left general for a reason. It is very,
on purpose.
Very exactly.
I would argue that the founders got it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they said, we don't know how people will communicate 200 years from now, but however you do, it's protected by the Fourth Amendment. Okay? So Rand Paul is going to go after them, and again, along with a lot of different people. I want to believe it's not just politics, because he's been pretty anti-NSA from the beginning.
The Comcast Time Warner cable deal, number 7 on the countdown this week. Host Brian Suits doesn't think that you ought to be very concerned about this deal at this point in time anyway.
There's a lot of people, I think, who default at a time like this to this, oh, everything is consolidating, it's going to be a monopoly, and life as we know it will cease to exist, and the whole thing. There's people like me who look at this and go, well, yawn. I don't know, but besides local TV, which will always be there, if you want to unplug your cable and get a over-the-air HGTV, you can do that. Recall when the HD became the standard, that was one of the things that the FCC required, was that local TV broadcast over-the-air free HDTV. It's fun, you've got that. But the content that I look at is on the interwebs, whether it's Hulu, which is on demand. In fact, I get more of what I want. The trend of what's happening of you pulling just what you want, paying for just what you want, continues. And this is one of the things I think that's going to go underreported in this story today, is a lot of people are saying, well, this is just going to consolidate where we get our news. Well, again, this isn't in any way shutting down opposition news or anything like that. This is just the pipeline. This is simply the content sender is all this is. And I'm neither enamored of Time Warner or Comcast. I don't have an opinion either way. At certain times I've had them both. And you know what? You turn on the TV and the show you want to watch is there. That's what they do. If there was a problem, I would have gotten rid of it. If you always have the alternative of going to satellite, and even then, there's 2 satellite providers. So if you don't like what's going on, more so at this time than any other time in human history, you can actually pick and choose what content you watch. And I mean, 200 years ago, was there a competing town crier? No. There was a guy who walked in the middle of Springfield, Massachusetts, and said, oh, yay, whatever, and delivered the news. Then someone invented opposition newspaper. And from that point forward, our media has been fragmenting, where the big change over the past 15 years, 20 years or so, that maybe no one has noticed or you haven't realized, is you have the ability now to filter out so much stuff. And so all I care about is not, are you going to shuffle up my channels? Is all I care about is, will the broadband internet continue to come into my house? Because through the broadband internet is where I'm getting everything that I need.
Number 8 on the countdown is Iran. Apparently, according to CNN, and the reporter is Jim Shuto, Iran's announcement that they were sending their navy into the maritime waters near the United States. So there are Iranian ships in the Atlantic? Wow.
Iran is celebrating the launch of a new generation of long-range ballistic missile. The state TV announcement made no mention of the U.S., but this weekend the most powerful man in Iran, Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, called American leaders liars, intent on toppling the Iranian government. American officials publicly say they do not seek regime change in Iran. That's a lie, he said. They wouldn't hesitate a moment if they could do it. Hours later, an Iranian Navy admiral appeared to issue a direct threat to the U.S., claiming Iranian warships were approaching American waters, and that the move was a direct response to the U.S. naval presence in the Persian Gulf. The White House dismissed the comments as bluster.
There was an Iranian announcement that they are moving ships close to the United States, and we have no evidence that Iran is in fact sending ships close to the U.S. border.
Still, the bellicose rhetoric stands in sharp contrast to the ongoing nuclear negotiations between Iran and the West, and to the voices we heard on our recent visit to Iran, including 2 lengthy encounters with the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif.
At what point did you know that this time was different? Did you feel, you know what, I think that an agreement is within reach?
I believe the comprehensive deal is doable. It's possible. It's within reach. It just requires the political will
and the good faith.
Which is the real voice of Iran's leaders? In fact, both may be, representing the sharply divided factions for and against negotiations with the U.S.
So who do you listen to then, of those two?
I think both are real. We have to see which one is getting the upper hand, which one has momentum behind it. I think right now many in Iran are fence-sitting.
Coming up, possible first for the NFL, and we remember a comedic legend. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 9 on the countdown, a gay NFL prospect. Man, what does it say about us, where we are or aren't, that this is a big story? Here's host Martin Kilcoyne talking to sports analyst and former NFL player Howard Richards about NFL draft prospect Michael Sam, who came out recently, and the possibility that he'll be the first openly gay player in the NFL.
Do you think it matters? A lot of folks have said, I don't care one way or the other, and I've made the point, you know, like when we had the first black baseball player, Jackie Robinson, it was a big deal. There are certain barriers, there are certain discriminations out there you got to get past, so somebody had to do it. Do you think it was a good idea? Did he need to do it?
I think for Michael Sam, I think he felt it was necessary to do. And I think for him, it's got to be a tremendous weight lifted off of his shoulders. I wondered about his situation myself because I wondered if he would make the announcement, provided he made an NFL team after, you know, he made a club. And then I thought about that, wondering, you know, how would his organization, how would his teammates feel at this point with him making that announcement? You know, would they feel accepting of his situation, or would they feel somewhat betrayed by him, you know, deciding not to make this sort of announcement, you know, coming in to sort of test the waters and feel, you know, out his teammates and the coaches and all that, and then make the announcement. You never know how individuals, especially young men, will react, you know, to big news. And I think it's a lot for the general public to ask of young men, many of whom have not had, you know, solid upbringings. They have not had indoctrinations into, you know, the acceptable social graces. So it's just hard to say how people will react. I think given the fact that he made the announcement, now he has an opportunity to go through the interviews at the combine. He has an opportunity to go through the draft. He has an opportunity to go through mini camps, training camps, and then the season starts. He has to say it won't be easy. It's going to get a lot of media attention. And, you know, he'll just have to deal with it. I mean, not just Michael, but his family, his team, whoever that team may be.
Number 10 item of the countdown, the deaths of three entertainment icons, actress Shirley Temple Black, comedian Sid Caesar, and actor Ralph Waite. Waite played the father on The Waltons. In a talk radio interview, television and movie critic Jeffrey Lyons talked about the life and legacy of Sid Caesar, who passed away at the age of 91.
He is the last of that generation of pioneer comics like Ernie Kovacs and Milton Berle and Steve Allen, who go all the way back. He made his debut in 1949 on the Milton Berle show, and he was a host of Saturday Night Live. That's how long he was in the spotlight. Wow. He's the only host ever to become an honorary member of the cast, because he knew very well the importance of working with your co-members of your cast. I mean, his writers were Mel Brooks and Larry Gelbart and Woody Allen and Neil Simon and Carl Reiner. And, you know, with tomorrow's terrible weather, the best way to spend it, guys, is to go to YouTube and just write in Sid Caesar. You can see all his bits. My favorite Sid Caesar story came in April 1955 when he got a call from Albert Einstein's secretary requesting on a Monday morning meeting at Princeton, because Einstein loved his German scientist character, Ludwig von Spaceblain, obviously based on Wernher von Braun. So Sid Caesar dismissed the cast and said, "I can learn the theory of relativity in 2 days. Give me 2 days and I'll learn it." Well, he went to the library and just studied up, and Sunday night Einstein died. So Sid Caesar was, he loved telling that story. I interviewed him several times. And one time, the first time I did it, he was spaced out, and I couldn't understand that. I came home so disappointed. It turns out those were the years he was on barbiturates, and he was had drug problems as far as painkillers. And he told me years later that he had fallen asleep on a flight to Los Angeles that continued on to New Zealand, and he woke up and he was in Auckland somewhere. So he went through an awful lot, but everybody who worked with him loved working with him.
So let's recap all of the items that are in the top 10 this week. Number 10, the trio of celebrity deaths. Number 9, a gay NFL football prospect. Number 8, the Iranians send their warships close to U.S. waters. Number 7, the Comcast Time Warner cable deal. Number 6, the NSA spying lawsuit. Number 5, winter weather. Number 4, immigration reform. Number 3, the debt ceiling. Number 2, health care, Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Winter Olympic Games, the big deals, and all of the side stories. That's it. That's another overview, another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.